If I was up here and I was a 400-pound bearded woman and we all paid $15 to come see me, every single person in this room gets arrested, right? But the fact that I'm a 100-pound Indian dude... I was way too big of a laugh for that.
A lot of your comedy is based on ethnicity and race and people's perceptions of that. You know, when did you decide to work those things into your act?
I started doing, that was always something that I was talking about, was the outsider perspective on race or the outsider perspective on religion. I don't think it was as strong as what I'm writing now. The only reason I like what I'm writing now, I think it's the most true to myself. It's the most me that I've been on stage still. In the beginning, I think it was more of, you know, let's exploit some of these stereotypes for some jokes. And the longer that I kept doing that, the less I enjoyed doing the material. And there were a lot of people that would, you know, come up to me and be like, oh, you gotta do this joke about Indian people. And it was just, it just annoyed me a whole lot. And so I just got frustrated and angry. So I wanted to talk about that, but I didn't just want to go up and be like, you know, I'm sick and tired of you people coming up and telling me this, you know. So I wanted to go about writing it a specific way. So I wound up just commenting on being an Indian person and having to tell people that I'm Indian and not, you know, Middle Eastern or from Spain or from Mexico or something like that. Just the idea that I have to tell somebody that I am Indian is automatically funny to me, and hopefully to the audience as well.
I am eligible to be a citizen in this country, which is terrifying, is what it is. Right? I get to take a test that most people in this room will not pass. Yeah. I took that test in the 8th grade, and I was the only person that passed that test. Look, if you have to cheat off the immigrant kid, pass a civics test about your country, there is no hope.
I don't think my story is the most unique immigrant story in the world, but I feel like, you know, the lessons that I take from it, and you know, the little nuances and social commentary I can make throughout that help. I think stories help do that. I'm hoping that, you know, if there is someone that immigrated from another country and is struggling to adjust life in the United States, I'm hoping that they, if they come to the show and they go, oh yeah, it's not that terrible. You know, if we can laugh about it, then it kind of makes it a little bit better.
My favorite question I've gotten by far is, how did you get here? What? Yeah, did you come here like on a boat to Ellis Island? Yes. That's how I got here. Me and my family went to take a pilgrimage to South India, where we met with a shaman who said that we had to cut down an oak tree and fashion it into a canoe, which we then dragged to the shores of India and then hitched it to 3 dolphins with 6 arms each, who carried us across the Atlantic. And then we showed up to Ellis Island and we're like, we're keeping the last name.
I think we should accept our differences, whether they be in skin color, culture, you know, religions, ethnicities, what have you. I think instead of ignoring those differences, we should accept and learn from the differences, because that's really what makes us a global community, is if we're learning from each other constantly. So I'm hoping that conversation kind of gets started, and that idea is in people's heads after they see a show.